Good morning, a Monday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, all eyes on the Electoral College, which meets today in each of the states across the country. In light of that, intelligence officials I'm reading here will not brief electors on the alleged Russian hacking ahead of that meeting today.
Well, look, there are an awful lot of people who are saying that what's going on is a disgrace, that the Russians did hack the American political system, that we know it. We know that John McCain is taking the lead in this. Now, it's an interesting episode in the way this is all going, because McCain, who was seriously, seriously hurt by Donald J. Trump when Trump was running in the primaries, announced that he liked people who had been not captured. And here was McCain, who had put everything on the line for his time there, including agreeing not to leave until the others were freed also, was owed a great deal more by this country, including by Trump, who continually talks about veterans and how important they are. So now we have not get even, but a measured response to Trump by saying, all right, we're going to take a look at this. Now, this is important because here's a former Republican presidential candidate calling for this investigation into what the Russians were doing to the American political system. And that is fascinating. Now, Saturday Night Live, of course, I'm sure everybody in America has seen it by now. It is hysterical. Coming together with Trump and Putin, who comes down the chimney, and Tillerson, the new Secretary of State, who pretends to be Putin's best friend in the skit. However, I have some real doubts about the effect of humor. What it does in a case like this is it does expose what a lot of Americans are thinking about Trump. But it also normalizes what could be one of the most despicable things that has ever happened in an American election. And that normalization is what we have to worry about here, that it's all, just part of the game. In any case, it is coming down to the electors today who are expected, of course, to formalize the election of Trump by the electors, even though it is now approaching 3 million popular votes more for Hillary Clinton than for Trump, who is talking about how this is one of the greatest election victories, which we know is not true, and appointing some of the most radical people to his cabinet that we could possibly think of. So look, Trump is going to be held up one way or another in his initial months in office, because if McConnell, the head of the Senate, doesn't agree to a select 50-50 committee, then McCain is just going to run the investigation out of his Armed Services Committee. Now, the reason that the select committee is important is it puts a tremendous amount of pressure on the Trump administration to respond to a bipartisan rather than a partisan committee, which obviously will have the necessary money that it needs in order to conduct this investigation. So it's a very sad time for America. It's going forward, and we'll all have to just sit back and take a measured look at the way things are going.
Assuming the investigation does broaden and goes forward, what are the potential outcomes here?
Well, there's no potential outcome against Trump unless somebody is able to show that there is a relationship between the Russians and Trump that nobody knew about. Otherwise, I believe Trump is off scot-free. On the other hand, it will certainly mean that Trump's administration is off to a very, very shaky start. You know, you got marches coming up, New York, Washington, and the West Coast. It is all something that Trump is going to have to deal with. Now, how he deals with this, whether his new cabinet members in charge of American security go off in a direction that is scary, is something that we'll all have to look at. We went through McCarthy once. Let's see what happens here.
We've talked about sanctuary cities, but there's an editorial about Bill de Blasio and the idea of in the city where Trump will serve as president-elect, de Blasio wants that city to remain a sanctuary city.
Well, I got news for you. The infrastructure of New York is supported, as are many other towns and cities, by people who would be considered, quote, illegals or undocumented people. You take those people out of the mix, and you're going to bring the city to its knees, as well as a lot of other cities and places. So we'll just see what Mr. Trump does. And I have a feeling that if you were to take a real careful look at all the Trump properties, you'd see many of the people that he's been talking about all along and objectifying.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. It's off to work. It's a Monday. Thanks, Alan.